The Petersburg Community Foundation is a permanent charitable endowment. It was established in 2008 with local contributions and organized under the Alaska Community Foundation. The organization has been giving out annual grants from earnings of that donated money. The foundation's vice chair, Glorianne Wallen, says the group was excited this year to award $11,000 in grant money.
Really trying to help a lot of, as many groups as we can with a substantial amount that makes a difference for their projects. And some reasons we were able to grant them a higher percentage. Some grants were able to fund the entire project. So we were real thrilled about that.
The fund earned around $20,000 in the past year, and some of that has been set aside for a potential future larger local project. The foundation announced this year's grant winners at an event during the Little Norway Festival weekend. Of the $11,000, $3,000 goes to the Salvation Army for an effort that is new to Petersburg called the Backpack Program.
We've heard that there's been some identification from the school district that there are some children who do go hungry over the weekends.
That's the Salvation Army's Misty Burks. She says starting up next school year, the Salvation Army will be filling 15 backpacks with food and giving them out to the school district. The district then will distribute them to kids who need the food over the weekend.
Yeah, this project has been really big on my heart. I just have a strong feeling, belief that no child should go hungry. And even if it's only over the weekend, then what we can do to help them, we need to do to help them.
Another $1,500 will be going to the Petersburg Children's Center. Preschool teacher Shauna Pitarase wrote the grant application for materials that will help teach reading, writing, music, and movement.
Music and movement tie closely into literacy because it helps children really get things like consonants and vowels and, you know, the syllables of things. And it makes it more fun because you can get up and dance and sing to books. And there's things like stuffed animals and flannel board pieces so they can act out the stories. Hopefully even some dress-up clothes. Kids would love that. Like the pout pout fish, actually, that I was just getting out goes with the book, and they love to take the pout pout fish and make it tell the story.
Peter Rosse says it's the second time the Children's Center has landed a grant through the Community Foundation.
And they're awesome to write to because they're funding all sorts of things in our community that make an impact here, not, you know, kind of maybe on a larger scale, but directly to children, families, everyone in our community. So I love everything about them.
In other grants, $1,000 will go to new display cases at the Claussen Museum, and $1,000 will go to fund new equipment at the Petersburg Medical Center's physical therapy department. The foundation also awarded $2,000 to the Humane Association to outfit a new cat shelter. The Petersburg Humane Association purchased a portable container that has been placed at the dog park near Sandy Beach Park. Association Vice President Jane Smith says they applied for this grant to make that container livable for stray and unwanted cats.
In particular, we're going to purchase materials to make caging. So when you go into the facility, you know, you can have cats separate and in nice big cages that will be comfortable for people to come in and pet them. And we're also going to have shelving in there for storage. We're going to have a washer and dryer in there to keep the facility clean and, you know, the blankets and towels and all that kind of stuff that we use to keep the animals, you know, in good shape.
Association board members have been housing the cats at their homes for more than a decade. Smith says the facility should be fixed up within the next year because of the grant money. And one more grant of $2,500 will fund programs for youth at the public library. Librarian Tara Alcock says that money will be used to develop programs for science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
The whole goal of programs like this is to turn students from learners into makers. And so it's part of that makers movement. And so you'll see some, you know, like potentially classes with Lego or circuitry, and also some classes that combine arts and sciences. We're really excited about that.
The money will cover supplies and instructor stipends. Alcock says the library also was able to pair this grant money with another $8,800 grant from the state library.
And so we're really lucky. We've got these two grants. We compare them and purchase laptops and really, you know, expand that programming into, it's going to be really exciting to see sort of into fields we've not been able to go before.
That money could help start up a local Minecraft program. That's a computer game involving building in a virtual world. And the Community Foundation plans to keep awarding grants once a year and wants to keep its pool of money growing. Foundation Vice Chair Wallen says the Rasmussen Foundation offered a challenge grant of up to $10,000.
Linda Leary and Chris Norris, who are both on the Rasmussen board, have some discretionary funding, and they announced at our donor event that they would like to challenge Petersburg in finding new members, new people, new donors. It's not really a membership thing. It's a donor thing. So we are actively seeking new people that are interested in supporting the future of Petersburg and are excited that we're creeping up on about $500,000 in this account that will be managed into perpetuity on behalf of the future of Petersburg.
That new challenge runs into the fall. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.